Hello, friends. Welcome inside an all-new edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at SpiritBit on Twitter. He's Zach Berry at Zach_Berry. We both write and cover Ole Miss all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Fit of On 3. That's that QR code right beside Zach's head. I love the hat, Zach. What are we rocking today?
It's just just a pretty standard Sweetens Cove golf course, South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Got this probably like 2019, I guess. That place looks very different though now, Ben. It is very bougie and probably like a good mix of bougie and corporate. It's not what it used to be. I can tell I'm just getting old because I'm complaining about stuff like that. But I think it's a valid complaint because they sell passes online and bots grab them and people resell them. Third party ticket market. Everybody knows that struggle. But I do still love that golf course.
Well, welcome in, everyone. It's an all-new edition of Talk of Champions. We're talking all things Ole Miss recruiting. If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, review Talk of Champions wherever you get your podcast, be it in Spotify, Apple Music, wherever. Simply search Talk of Champions, leave that 5-star review, say whatever you want to say, talk crap, I don't care. Just make sure it's 5 stars. Let us know what you think and anything else you want to add in those comments in this QR code that I'm pointing to right now on your screen. Like I mentioned to start, it's for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Food of On 3. If you sign up today, if you scan it right now and sign up today as a new member, you get half off an annual sub, and these dog days of summer will go by so much more quickly because you'll be with us talking about Ole Miss sports stuff all day, every day. Sports might not be in season anymore, but the Ole Miss Spirit is always in season. And this edition of Talk of Champions is all about recruiting. First, I want to start here, Zach, because yesterday Brad and I did our podcast, and we were doing the Ole Miss confidence meter for returning to the college football playoff for football, baseball, returning to Omaha next year, basketball, returning to the NCAA tournament. We didn't really get to touch on it because it was the very end of the show. What is your confidence meter? It's kind of the title of the show today. What is your confidence meter in Ole Miss football landing a top 10 recruiting class?
Ooh. Right now, I'd probably put it at like a 5, but I think next month or so could kind of change that in a big way. Now, I say a 5, I don't mean like they're going to get a 32nd ranked recruiting class. They're going to be fine. It's just there's a couple targets that can make or break the class in terms of rankings. I think it's already a really solid, balanced class, but they're going after some big ones now. So it's all going to be dictated by a couple. And you factor in also with, how do the current commits, progress? Do they get a bump in the rankings after a senior season that – they have a really good senior season, they might get bumped up. So right now I'd say just a 5 or a 6, but it could change because I do think that they've got a legitimate shot at several in-state players that are ranked really high. They're going to add a 4-star wide receiver in Alvin Mosley here in a couple weeks. And they've got one on campus right now. This weekend is another big recruiting weekend right before the dead period. So there's a shot. I don't want to pour water on the question there, but there is a shot.
Well, I'm glad you used 5, 6. I honestly thought that was higher than I was expecting. If I'm being real, I don't think it's possible. Likely. Yeah. No. A lot of things would have to fall right. Mm-hmm. Now, top 10 is not just because you don't make the top 10 doesn't mean that you can't be top 15. If you ask me what my confidence meter was in Ole Miss finishing with a top 15 class, considering that 10 of their 15 commitments are blue chips, so that blue chip rating is exactly where you want it to be, knowing that they're going to add more, Alvin Mosley, Antonio Berry, potentially Caden Moss, we could keep going here. I can see them finishing 15, 14, yeah. 13, 12, 11, and that's just as good to me as 10. My confidence level in 10 is like a 4, but for a top 15 class, I'm like at a 7 or 8 right now because very important things are happening.
Yeah, I mean, if you told me Ole Miss landed Mitchell Turner, Caden Moss, and Antonio Berry, I wouldn't be shocked. And all three right there would really help. In terms of ranking, obviously, they would help because they're good players. But if you're looking to bump that number up, I mean, there are several guys on that list there that could really make a jump. I think Jamarcus Pittman could really boost his rating. I think he was initially a top 100 in the 2027 rankings when they first came out.
Keyson Taylor's one of those players for me. I think he could really jump.
Yeah, and a lot of these too were like Ole Miss likes the versatility. They like the two-way ability, which is, you know, we'll get to him in a minute, but Tay Walden Jr. is on campus right now. He's a two-way guy. A lot of these guys, you know, I think if you specialize on one side of the football for your final season in high school, that can really help. But yeah, I mean, I think Ole Miss is in a great spot for both Caden Moss and Antonio Berry. And then Mitchell Turner has kind of, you know, he's dragged it out a little bit. I think a lot of people thought that he would have already committed to Alabama by now. I think he's wanting to kind of take a step back and take his time. So I think there's definitely a chance for a couple more big fish coming into the class. And then as you scroll down there, I mean, Trayvon Hall is someone that I think could maybe see a bump. Even the three stars, if they just move up an inch up just a little bit, that overall ranking can help you. So, I do think that the big thing for Ole Miss is going to be taking care of your top targets in state. And I think those are the three right there. And Turner, Moss, and Berry, I think those are the top three. And then, take your big swings and try to land somebody out of state. So they're certainly doing that. They did it last weekend. They're going to do it again this week and then into the weekend. So, and again, it's June 16th as we record this, so a lot can change by December.
Who all visited this past weekend as we go to questions from the chat at SamSmith4902? Before we jump to that question, first I want to say thank you to Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. They're one of many sponsors of this podcast, Talk of Champions, as well as B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, College Corner, Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, C Spire for all of your advanced technology solutions for your homes, businesses. It's C Spire, cSpire.com, C Spire customer inspired, Game Day Haircuts, the Hearn Law Firm, Modern Woodman, or Shed Hunger of Modern Woodmen of America. Shed is the man to call if you're in the market for life insurance, any kind of insurance needs, annuities, mutual funds, variable annuities. His number is 662-442-4723. That's 662-442-4723 for Shed Hunger of Modern Woodmen of America. As far as the visitors from this past weekend, to start with the questions from the chat, Zach, who do you want to talk to first? Where does it start? And what is your kind of takeaway or breakdown of the weekend that was?
Yeah, I think it obviously starts with David Gabriel George, five-star running back from Baylor School up in Chattanooga. I've reached out to his people. David doesn't talk. He does not. So the quotes I've been told are a lot of like, you know, his family members are doing a lot of the talking for him. I'm not saying that he's not saying those things, but I'm just saying David is very much hands off when it comes to doing interviews, which I kind of anticipated last year when he really started to blow up, because I talked to him quite a bit when he was a sophomore. And, that's just kind of part of it. I don't think that's any reflection of David. I mean, I think he's just he's probably just overwhelmed. And, you know, I'm probably one of hundreds of texts and DMs that he gets every single day. So, I'm hoping to talk to somebody in his family at some point today. They're dealing with travel and all that kind of stuff, because I'm pretty sure Most of, if not the entire family, is going back to Canada. And then he's back in Chattanooga. There's not going to be a ton to come out. It's going to be really quiet. I asked somebody yesterday, and, you know, we say it all the time. Official visits rarely, if ever, go poorly. But I was told that Ole Miss felt that it went as good as it could have gone, and he really enjoyed his time. He was there with Shekhi Mills Knight, his former teammate, his best friend. Keegan Croucher came with him on an unofficial. So those two spent a lot of time together with Shekhi, and then you had pretty much all hands on deck with everybody else. So I did have a source that is really close to the situation. I asked them kind of what they felt the scope of his recruitment is right now, and they told me that they think that it's Ohio State and Ole Miss. Somebody told me, and this, you know, it's just an opinion. It could be straight from David. I don't know. But they said that they don't think that Tennessee is in it as much as they are. And now I'll say this, and then he'll commit to Tennessee tomorrow. But that was just what this one source said who was close to David. They said that they think Ole Miss has a genuine shot. I think the it's cliche, but I think over time it's been proven true over and over and over again. So it's not, you know, it's not a word salad. It's not bullshit. I think the family vibe in Oxford, small town. Marvin Nguetsop talked about that too. A kid from Germany who goes to high school, you know, at a boarding school in Connecticut. Kind of similar thing with David. He's from Canada. He goes to a boarding school in Chattanooga. He's looking for that tight-knit community, that small-town feel, and where he can be surrounded by people that care about him and not just, hey, we need you to be good on Saturdays, but we care about you as a person, you know, Sunday through Friday too. So his family is very comfortable with Ole Miss. They really hit it off well with Frank Wilson once he was hired, and they immediately reached out to do the whole introduction with David. And then obviously you've got the Baylor school ties on the roster and then just in the alumni network as well. So I'm not declaring or reporting anything. This is just what one source told me, but I thought that was pretty interesting. I think there's a lot of local pressure and a lot of maybe some wishful thinking by some around Knoxville. I kind of always thought, Ben, that Ohio State was going to be the team to beat. I think that that's pretty clear cut right now. I still think Ohio State's the team to beat. And I think that Ole Miss is very much in this, and it's a lot closer than people think.
Honestly, that was a better report than I was expecting on DGG, because, you know, it felt like Ole Miss has been a cursory, you know, member of the chase, right? They're always going to be there. They're always going to be a part of it. But really, are they a threat to get him? And that's been something that I've gotten mixed reporting on. If Zach's telling you it's down to Ohio State and Ole Miss right now, I'm sorry, guys. I am totally filled with acid indigestion or something. It's this Sunny D I've been drinking. I was out all morning. I'm wearing the same shirt I was wearing yesterday because I had to go out this morning, or I went out this morning to New Albany. I was having a 7-on-7 with Pontotoc and Boomville, another team. And went out there, just watched ball for a couple of hours, sweated my tail off. And that was really fun, man. Like, we kind of get cynical because college sports isn't exactly what it used to be. You want to talk about pure football? That's exactly what high school is, especially when you go to like a high school 7-on-7. And it was really cool to see New Albany. They got a good team, man. And their quarterback, I'm writing a story on him, this replacing Shettles, who's playing at community college. Emmanuel Faulkner, who's now at Ole Miss, he came from New Albany. They got a quarterback coming up that I look forward to introducing y'all to. I think that's some real juice, man. I don't know about it being a Division I player anytime soon, if ever, but certainly a player that can be really special. And so forgive me for my constantly choking up here. I feel like I'm like it's all coming back to me now. But DGG, that report from you is better than what I expected, honestly, because I've heard more or less that, yeah, Ole Miss is in it, but how really in it are they?
Yeah.
if Tennessee, like you say, has fallen back a little bit and Ole Miss is in it, if you, Ole Miss wants to get it to an Ohio State-Ole Miss battle, if it can get it to Ohio State-Ole Miss, then it's got a real shot of mano-a-mano kind of deal, because then you can connect the Baylor school stuff. Then the Keegan Crouser pool and the Shekhi Mills Knight pool and the Bryson Sanders, all that stuff. That's when you can really start to hammer that stuff. The money's going to be there for him regardless of where he goes. Regardless, the man is going to get absolutely paid. And this is the kind of player, this is the kind of player that, like, you're losing Kiwan Lacy. Like, he's a generational type running back. You just go ahead and blow the budget for running back on him because he's going to be your lead guy as a true freshman. That's what you're ideally doing here. I mean, this is Quinshon Judkins. That's the comp on three, but so much more upside than that. And Quinshon went on to become a top three-round draft pick in the NFL draft. So that's a good report, and it seemed like it went well then. Like, Ole Miss improved its standing, in your opinion, based off of the visit this weekend, because he was the most marquee of the visitors, though there were a lot of high-profile visitors.
Yeah, and I don't know specific numbers. I'm not talking to the collectives and the agents and whoever. I've been told that the numbers across the board for every finalist are all pretty much the same. Now there's always going to be something that you're going to tack on, whether that be like an apparel deal or, you know, something like that. But I don't think David is a kid that cares about that. Like, I truly don't. I've talked to him in person. I've seen him. It's not just through text or on the phone. He just doesn't strike me as a kid that is going to make a decision based solely on, well, I need this. I need X amount. I need this car. I need this kind of house. Like, that's not him. But I do think that that's not going to be the deciding factor or the issue if Ole Miss does not get him. It won't be because Ole Miss wasn't competitive with NIL, you know, package. That's not going to be that's going to be fine. I think Ole Miss truly knows how special he is, and you know, I don't think it's going to be anything crazy. But I don't think Tennessee or Ohio State are doing anything super crazy either. I mean, it's a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but it's not going to be anything, you know, in the neighborhood of some of the stuff we heard in years past with like Jaden Rashada or Arch Manning. So, it just suffice to say, Ole Miss had a really good weekend with David and his family, and especially if this goes into the fall, goes into his senior season, I'll be able to see him multiple times and I'll be able to talk to him. And so, if it does go into, and even if he does commit, I'll still go see him play and I'll still talk to him, but. I do think that he's being pulled in a lot of directions, and it's going to be a difficult decision for him.
Let's run through the visitors from last weekend. I'll take Antonio Berry to start, and then I'll just leave it all to you. First, Antonio Berry was also among the visitors last weekend. I put it on Twitter. I've written about it. We've talked about it in the Ole Miss Spirit, that QR code on your screen. New members, scan that today. You can sign up, half off an annual subscription. I mean, if you really want to know all this stuff all the time, the Ole Miss Spirit's the place to go, and it's cheap as dirt. I mean, just come hang out with us and talk to us. We'd love to have you because while Ole Miss might be out of season now as far as sports, what we do never stops. And a lot of it now is recruiting, especially visitors to campus. And last weekend, Antonio Berry, along with DGG, was among the visitors to campus. Ole Miss has made a move for Antonio Berry. I think Ole Miss is in a leading position for him. The question I have, Zach, is do you think he's still going to take that Alabama visit? Because it was reported yesterday that he was backing off of it or something, and then he goes on and responds in the comments to that story link or whatever. He himself said, wait, where are you getting this? Because I didn't plan to cancel my Alabama visit. So what's the update on Antonio Berry coming out of his visit outside of Ole Miss has made a move here? And I think, honestly, because there's a question from @2tallpaul94, what are the odds Ole Miss lands Antonio Berry and Caden Moss now that Kiefer is in the class? I think Kiefer being in the class doesn't matter in regards to, like, they take all of them. And right now, if you made me guess for each one of them, I'd say Ole Miss lands these three players, Berry, Moss, and Kiefer, as of June 16th. Stuff can change because I didn't feel that way a month ago, especially about Berry, but I know that they made a move for Berry.
Yeah, I agree there. Antonio Kiefer doesn't make a difference. They were wanting to get all three no matter what. Yeah, I put a prediction in for Ole Miss to land Antonio Berry. Last week, it was up in the air whether or not he was going to go to Alabama. There were conflicting reports from Alabama sources. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't Ole Miss people telling me this or Tupelo. Alabama people were unsure if he was still going to come because the folks believed that Alabama was maybe looking another direction and maybe planning on building around what they already have, because they brought in a pretty big class in the last couple cycles. As of now, they expect him to make it to campus. I just think it's similar to Caden Moss, where just the appeal to stay home is going to be, in my opinion, too much to overcome. I think he wants to play for Ole Miss. I think he wants to stay in Mississippi. I think there's a certain pride there from a lot of the kids. It's not every kid every cycle, but you have those kids each year that really take pride in being from Mississippi and putting Mississippi on the map. I think a couple of them are on staff right now for Ole Miss. I think somebody like Dante Moncrief, Terrence Metcalf way back in the day, those guys could have gone anywhere, and they chose to go to Ole Miss because they wanted to stay home and represent where they're from. I think the biggest competition for Ole Miss has been Alabama these past couple months. And, you know, if he does in fact go, then that will solidify that. I think Kentucky did make a big impression on him. He was there with Caden Moss, but I do like where things are for Ole Miss. Chad Simmons echoed that earlier this week in a report where he talked to some people who said he thinks that Ole Miss made a more than considerable jump to land him. And I think, if Antonio Berry gets in this class and Caden Moss gets in this class, they need to throw some kind of party, you know, name your location, you know, I don't know, Funky's, the library, LB's Meat Market, something. They need to throw a party for Terrez Davis because he has been recruiting his ass off. he was a huge part of Antonio Kiefer picking Ole Miss. And then same thing with Berry last weekend. He was putting him through a workout. They were working together, going through pass sets and kick slides and stuff like that. So Terrez Davis has been a huge part of the recruiting effort. But John Garrison and Dante Moncrief, Kelvin Bolden, Pete Golding, Jake Schoonover. I mean, it's a collective effort. Terrence Metcalf, I mentioned him. He's on staff and he's helping out with the offensive linemen now. There's a lot of cachet there with those names, not just the guys that can recruit, but, you know, when I talked to Kiefer after he committed, he talked about Metcalf and how he's a guy that's been there, done that. He was an All-American, a consensus All-American at Ole Miss, and then he went and played in the pros. So there's proof of concept there. So I do think that Ole Miss is in a good spot. It's just a matter of one last hurdle with Alabama. And a lot of these dudes are saying they're wanting to make decisions at the end of July or August. So we'll see. But I do like where things stand for Ole Miss with Antonio Berry. And then you're on mute there, Ben.
I am. A question from the chat before we jump to the visitors. Then Jarvis Shoemaker took an official visit to Texas over the weekend and says Ole Miss and Texas are neck and neck. Is this bait or real potential to flip at @BHAM_Reb in the chat? I don't care how noisy it gets. I would be absolutely floored if Ben Jarvis Shoemaker signs with anybody but Ole Miss. I'm going to leave it at that. I know all the parties involved with this, and it makes for great fodder, and I'm sure he had a great visit. I would be floored, absolutely floored, if he signed with anybody other than Ole Miss when it's time to sign on the dotted line. I am not like, that's the one player of all the players on the list. Ben, who do you feel most confident talking with an expert opinion about? Ben Jarvis Shoemaker. And I think Ben Jarvis Shoemaker isn't going anywhere. What about you, Zach?
Yeah, I think the same thing. He's super tight with Randall Joyner, and last weekend was a was a unique case. Randall was not in town. He was back home for a funeral. So I think that changed things a lot where, you know, Shoemaker probably just comes up to hang out with Keyson Taylor and Antonio Berry. Mitchell Turner went to Texas, so he tagged along. If you're not in the know about official visits, it's all expenses paid. I mean, it is, you're just going to a resort and people are pointing you where to go and everything is free. You get to go hang out in a cool city, Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Cool place to be in the summer.
Great place.
Get to go do some photo shoots, hang out with your buddy. Mm-hmm. And look, Texas is recruiting him. And I've said it on this show, I say it all the time. It's hard for these kids to tell people no. Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell someone to their face that has been recruiting you for 2 years, 3 years, that you're not going there. I'm not saying that that's Shoemaker's problem. I think he's solid with Ole Miss. I think it was just a trip for him to go on and go see the coaches that have been recruiting him and to go hang out with Mitchell Turner. I don't think there's any risk here. Again, I think he's really tight with Randall Joyner, and he was kind of one of those first couple guys that when Pete Golding was named the head coach, he made a point to prioritize. So that's my take. So I'm with you on that one, Ben.
I am not worried about Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, regardless, until I get the call from one particular group of people that tells me that maybe you should be. And right now, that is not happening, so I'm going to go with what I believe to be true. All right, let's go with the rest of the visitors. We gave you the DGG update. If you missed that, here on Talk of Champions, watch the replay. We'll talk more about it, I'm sure. But Ole Miss did have a nice, positive, developing type of weekend with DGG. Zach says it's down to Ohio State and Ole Miss as of June 16th, and this stuff can change by June 17th. But as of June 16th, Zach and Ben and the Talk of Champions recruiting pod is telling you Ole Miss did good work with DGG off the visit this weekend. If it really is a head-to-head battle with Ohio State, that's where Ole Miss wants it to be. Because if it can get to that place, if you can make it just a mano-a-mano thing with all the other stuff, because the money is there for everybody. The money is there. If you can make it just mano-a-mano and it reverts back to more traditional recruiting things like, relationships and friends on teams and all that kind of crap. Ole Miss really likes his chances. Antonio Berry, Ole Miss made a move. Keegan Croucher, there's not much to say here. I mean, he's been pursued heavily by Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky. He's holding firm. He seems more committed. Last time you and I talked, we said that more committed today than he did, you know, months ago. Has anything changed off the visit? I say no.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's right there with Terez Davis in terms of recruiting for this class. Yeah, he's solid. Obviously, that's why he came on an unofficial. He wanted to kind of, you know, chauffeur David around and go see his future home. So, yeah, Croucher absolutely locked in. Also locked in, Keyson Taylor still came on the official, even though Randall wasn't in town. Enjoyed himself. He's somebody that I think we've talked about it when he committed. We talked about it afterwards. I think he's someone that could really – make a significant jump in the rankings. I know both Charles Power and Cody Belair like him a lot. I think if he can put together a really good senior season, he could be someone that jumps up. Outside of him, the only other visitor was Dolph McDonald. All the other ones listed there have either shut down their recruitments or just chose not to visit. But Dolph McDonald, hell of an interview. Gave some really good answers, well thought out. Like, actually, you could tell he put a lot of thought into his answers. The interview's up on the site. You can read that. You can see all of his quotes. He will go to Mississippi State this weekend, and then he tells me he will make a commitment, quote, very soon after. He admitted that he kind of jumped the gun, committed to Colorado really quick when his brother committed. Obviously, I'm sure that as – brothers growing up that are that close in age, you dream about playing with your brother in college. And he's admitted that he did it a little too quick and wanted to take a step back and kind of do his own thing, which obviously his brother Xavier McDonald is at JMU now. Pleasure talking with him. Great kid, really good interview. He really likes Marcus Woodson. He really likes Brian Brown. I think that he is someone that you could see in this class. It just kind of it's going to be dictated by what Mississippi State does this weekend. If Mississippi State's going to throw some kind of NIL deal at him, how big is it? I think Ole Miss made a really good impression on him over the weekend. And I think it's pretty much down to Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State.
This is Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Zach Berry at Zach_Berry. We both write and cover Ole Miss all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com. An affiliate of On3. This QR code on your screen. If you're a new member, scan it today. Sign up for a sub, an annual subscription at the Ole Miss Spirit for half off. Half off just by scanning this code and hanging with us. I know the dog days of summer are here. Ole Miss sports are no more. But Zach and I and everyone at the Ole Miss Spirit, we keep rolling. Because, this is what we do, man. This is the vibe. Who do you think's the closest as far as the next commitment for Ole Miss before we jump to some other things?
If anybody can beat Alvin Mosley to the punch, because he will be announcing at the end of June, I could see it being Antonio Berry. Cade Moss is visiting this weekend. That's his last official. It's at least the last one that's scheduled. So that could be, I think it's probably one of those three. I think if anyone's not going to be committing in the next couple of weeks, then it'll be Alvin Mosley. I fully expect him to announce for Ole Miss. I believe it's June 27th, is when he's doing it. But this weekend you've got Cade Moss coming in, Marvin and Gwetsup. I think there's a couple others I need to confirm, but Elijah Cox is one that's an interesting 6'5 guy, 200 pounds, listed as an edge, but kind of a stand-up 3-4 linebacker, you know, kind of a freak athlete, really long. Ole Miss and Clemson there. Montre Jackson's one to keep an eye on. I'm trying to confirm whether or not he will be in town. Texas has made a big, big move for him. He is a Texas guy. Ole Miss and SMU were neck and neck with the Longhorns. And now it looks like it's everyone's chasing Texas, but we'll see if he shows up. And then one that I think that is, if he makes it, I think he will, is an interesting one to keep an eye on. And we talked about guys making jumps. Stanley Peters, the cornerback out of Seminary, I think he is someone that is going to he currently is unranked, but I think that he is someone that is going to really turn some heads. I think he is still slated to be at the opening. And you know, you go there, you put on a show in front of all those scouting and rankings guys and all those national reporters. You're going to hear your name called and you're going to see a jump. So, some of the others that are listed, Mycen Johnson Cook won't be coming. Still not sure about Adrian Cole. I think that Georgia has made a really big jump there. Raheem Floyd was someone that Ole Miss really liked early on. Missouri has made a big run at him. He's an East St. Louis guy, so the Missouri Tigers have made a move there. And then, it's just a matter of some of these guys, you know, are they still going to be able to make it? I should be able to have the list confirmed by at least tomorrow or Thursday. But the big one obviously is Cade Moss. That's the one you need to know about this weekend.
This is Talk of Champions. Let's hear from a couple of our sponsors and then we'll jump back into all things Ole Miss football recruiting. If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, review Talk of Champions wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever it might be. Search Talk of Champions. Leave us a 5-star review. Say whatever you want to say. Tell us you love the recruiting show, but Ben talks too much. Whatever you want to do. Maybe it's just all good things. That's what we hope for. Talk of Champions, wherever you get your podcast, and also sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit today. Let's hear from some of our sponsors, and then we're going to jump back into visitors for this weekend that Zach's already kind of started to touch on and potential visitors on campus today. This is Talk of Champions.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Start my weekend
your day on the Network for Connected Living. There's more to see. C-Spire. Customer inspired.
Hello, friends. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know I'm pretty simple when it comes to clothes. Whether I'm headed to the stadium in Oxford, running around New Albany, or just trying to get through another long day, I don't need a closet full of stuff. I just want clothes that fit, hold up, and don't make me think twice. That's why I've become a fan of Quince. My Quince organic cotton t-shirt has become one of those things I reach for all the time. It's comfortable, it fits the way I like, and after plenty of washes, it still looks new. Honestly, that's what surprised me the most about Quince. You expect that kind of quality from designer brands, but Quince delivers it without the designer price tag. Whether it's premium denim, tailored chinos starting at just $60, or even bedding, cookware, and travel gear, Quince has become one of my go-to brands because I know what I'm getting every time. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting premium materials for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers or go to quince.com/TOC. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOC. Our thanks to C Spire and Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford for B&A Bank and all of those who support everything we do here at Talk of Champions. We couldn't do it without them. So thank you. Call B&A Bank today, 662-534-8171 for all your financial help and needs. It's 662-534-8171 to contact B&A Bank online at bnabank.com. Some visitors supposedly on campus today, as reported or referenced on the Ole Miss Spirit on three, Tay Walden Jr., Ole Miss and Auburn duking it out, and Dylan Haley, from Tennessee, committed to Tennessee, three-star prospect. I think Walden's for sure on his official. Don't know as much about Dylan. What say you, Zach Berry?
Yeah, Haley's not. Walden is. I wrote about him. You can read that on the site. He arrived on Monday. This is one that's truly been kind of up in the air. Whether it's Chad Simmons or Steve Wiltfong or Sam Spiegelman, I don't think anybody can really get a feel for this one, as there's been a lot of ebbs and flows, but he has been someone that is very high on Ole Miss's board. And the official was kind of long anticipated, but he is on campus right now. I referenced him earlier as a two-way guy. Plays wide receiver and corner for Carville. I think Ole Miss likes him as a wideout, but I have been told that Ole Miss likes what he does on both sides of the ball. But yeah, Auburn made a significant move in his recruitment when he went on his OV there. Georgia hosted him this past weekend. It goes without saying that when you go to Athens for an OV, you have a good time. Kirby Smart and Dante Williams and the rest of that staff do a great job. The big one, I think he's been to LSU. I think they're kind of lingering on the outskirts. I don't know if they're going to be a real player or not, but I do think the one final hurdle for Ole Miss, if Ole Miss wants to get him in this class, will be Oregon. I think that that's going to be the one outside of Auburn, in my opinion. Not discounting Georgia, but I think it's Auburn and Oregon are around the top with Ole Miss. But earlier today, before we hit record, I talked to a couple of people. They said that the visit was going great. So he'll be there the rest of today and then probably like half the day tomorrow, if I had to guess. And then I believe he is still slated to head to Oregon this weekend. Interesting recruitment here. Ole Miss has been on him for a while, and I do think he is at the top of the board for Ole Miss. At one point, I was told that he was one of the wide receivers that Ole Miss wanted the most by a source. And I do think this is interesting, Ben, and this is just – I'm just throwing this at you as a talking point. It is kind of fascinating to look at his kind of finalists and then look at the distance. If you scroll down on the website there at rivals.com, you can see all the visits listed. It gives you the distance, and obviously Oregon, 1,870 miles away from home. Georgia's 366, LSU 333, Auburn 296, Ole Miss just 53. If you're familiar with the Mid-South, if you're familiar with the Memphis and the surrounding areas, Carrieville is pretty close to Oxford. So I think that there could be something playing there in terms of just being that close to where family can come. It'll be an easy drive. And I think that plays a big factor now, especially with how ticket prices, you know, at the start of the show, we was talking about Sweden's Cove and how third-party tickets are crazy. I mean, you talk about travel, plane, gas, ticket, hotel, it adds up. If he picks Ole Miss, I mean, people could go watch him play and then go back home. It's easy as that. I'm not saying that's a big thing for Tay Walden Jr. I don't think it is. If you look at who all he's been to and who he's visited, I don't think the distance is an issue. Yeah, Ole Miss wants him. I think Ole Miss is trying to make a move this weekend, or this week, I should say. And, you know, he'll probably still go to Oregon. I think barring him committing, coming off the visit and canceling his trip to Oregon, I think he'll still go. Yeah, I like Ole Miss's position here. I'm not saying they're in the lead by any means, but I think the staff is making it very well known that he is a priority and a hell of a player. I'll go see him this year. I haven't seen him live, but someone who has really good genes. His dad played in the NFL for an extended period of time, played in college, obviously. So he's got the bloodline and he's got the motivation to maybe outdo dad in the league. So, he's a special talent. Carrieville's really good. He does a little bit of everything for him. And I think Ole Miss is really trying to make a move right now.
At James Mendoza, 4789 in the chat. How's Mason Dunn progressing? He's a cornerback, defensive back at Ole Miss. Do you see him getting playing time? He had a good spring. I think he's dealt with some injury stuff. I don't want to speak because I can't remember exactly, but he's one of those guys like him and Ladarian Clardy. A little bit of Dante Core. I've heard some good things. I mean, I think Ole Miss really likes what it has in its young defensive back rotation. Do I think he'll play this year? It's going to be a lot of special teams if he does, rotationally maybe. But, I mean, they've got transfers across the board in the defensive secondary. Jonelle Aguero is already starting free safety. Sharif Denson starting in the nickel. Edwin Joseph's going to start at the other safety. You got Jay Crawford, Jalen Braxton, Antonio Kite. Ladarian Clardy is that guy for me as far as – on the roster that might force his way into playing time. But Mason Dunn's got some real usable tools, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him contribute this year, specifically on special teams, but certainly has upside to break into the rotation as well. What have you heard about Mason Dunn?
Yeah, kind of similar. What Ole Miss did in the portal and how successful Ole Miss was in the portal, I guess is how I should phrase it, with bringing in older guys. It's going to be hard, but I think you get in those five-man rotations. He might be able to get in there. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of special teams. And that's not to say that he can't play. It's just the depth chart, the room is pretty crowded, just with a lot of talent and a lot of experience. But, yeah, I have no doubt that we'll turn around this time next year and be talking about him as someone that's competing for a spot in the two deep.
All right, before we get out of here, I wanted to do something, and we're going to do this every time Zach and I do a recruiting show, kind of a different way to go about it, the final 15 minutes. Today's final 15 minutes, the 10 most important recruits still on the board, according to Zach Berry, not necessarily the highest ranked, even though I think DGG is going to be in there, but the most important. That distinction does matter. So, Zach, let's start with it. The 10 most important recruits still on the board. I figure you're starting with DGG. It's the most obvious one. Here's the question. If they don't get DGG, do they even address – I mean, where do they go next? Is Ty Key somebody they go all in on? What would be next? He's probably the starting place. But for you, I'll give it to you. The 10 most important recruits still on the board or who?
Yeah, obviously you start with David Gabriel George. I don't think – and look, I'm not trying to rag on them. They do a great job, but just my opinion, I think that he is ranked too low. I think he should be higher. The dude's an alien, special talent. That's one. I think if we're talking about running back, whether or not you get him or not, I think Trey Martin needs to be on there. LSU got another running back commit this morning. I was told not to be surprised if Ole Miss circles back there. You're going to have to deal with Florida. Florida is also making a run at him. But I know people are saying that LSU is claiming that, hey, we're going to take three running backs. Okay, you know, that's a great plan, but it doesn't always work because there's only one football. So I think those two right there off the bat. And we've talked about it a lot on the site. I've written about it. Ole Miss has a really deep running back room. There's several who could come back next year. Not to mention the high school guys and Shakai Mills Knight, Michael Jones and Demaryius Yates. So those two right there. I think going from there, I think you got to go Caden Moss and Antonio Berry, 3-4 right there. I think you got to continue to build out the trenches through the high school ranks. And I think those two guys are about as ready made to walk into a program and start to progress and work towards playing. Early. So I think those two guys right there in terms of just continuing to recruit and land elite talent and guys that you think can make a difference in 2 years or less. I think those two for sure. We just talked about Tay Walden Jr. I think that he is important as well. I think the two-way ability is something that you don't see very often. I think Mitchell Turner's in there, defensive lineman out of Louisville. He's a tweener. He's not super tall, but he's built well. He's thick and he's got a lot of production in the high school ranks. Kind of where would he fit in the defense? I think that's one where Ole Miss would gladly take him and figure it out later, just because you like the skill. I think Ole Miss has quietly made a little bit of a move there. When everybody kind of assumed it was Alabama, and Ole Miss, I think, has crept back in that one. He recently officially visited and had a great time. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker is recruiting him heavily. I think going from there, kind of scrolling down the target board here. I mean, I think Alvin Mosley's on there. I think he's going to be an Ole Miss Rebel. I think he's going to commit and sign with Ole Miss, but I think it's important to close on guys like this because you talk about two-way guys. This is a two-sport, three-sport guy. I had somebody tell me at the Elite 11 Finals that he's probably one of the best athletes in the country, regardless of position. All-state basketball player. and a phenomenal athlete on the football field as well. I think that he is a major asset that you want in your class. And then after that, if I got three spots left, scrolling down here through.
It's supposed to be tough for you. So, like, hey, it can be like a three-star offensive lineman, you know what I mean? Just because it doesn't have to be the highest ranked, just the most important.
Yeah. Right? I'll throw – we mentioned Walden. Let's throw his teammate in there, Antoine Jackson, an edge guy that the staff I know likes his skill set. I think he's someone that's going to need a little bit of refining, still a little raw, but – he's a guy that would like go out and play tight end for 7-on-7 teams. So, you know, he's got some athletic ability, and you can't teach 6'6", 240. So, I think he is someone that you could get and just kind of mold him like a ball of clay and get him to how you want him to play and teach him a little bit of technique. And then if I got, let's see, two spots,
two more. Ace of Spades says Fred Ford.
Yeah, I was just looking at him. I know that he's been on a visit recently. You could throw him in there. He's kind of similar to Mosley, where you talk about a really good athlete. I have a lot of people that say that, you know, hey, he's kind of one of those that's not getting talked about enough in terms of athletic ability. You know, I had somebody kind of tell me that a little bit of a Marquise Haynes kind of vibe there, with like a little lean coming in, but has a ton of ability and a lot of length. You know, I had a former player tell me that when Marquise Haynes was in school, that he would he'd have two shakes after workouts, and may or may not be able to confirm this, but the word is they would throw a stick of butter in them too, to get into to beef up a little bit. But he turned out all right. He was pretty damn good at Ole Miss and went on to play in the pros. If you made me one more, and I'll throw you a curveball just in terms of keeping someone, I think Taylen Mayo, you got to keep him in this class. Huge get for Ole Miss out of Texas. And you talk about Antoine Jackson and you can't really teach 6'6", 240. Taylen Mayo, that not a lot of 6'3 corners walking around that can play. A lot of times those guys are out of position and should be a safety, but he can play corner. And I think that Ole Miss is super, super excited to have him in the class. So as of now, I would say those are probably my 10. You know, you could add a couple, you know, honorable mentions in there if you wanted to. I think that's a pretty good 10 right there. I think somebody like Jaden Anding, I think he's going to LSU, but he likes Ole Miss a lot. I don't know if he's willing to leave Ruston to come to Oxford, but Frank Wilson's trying. He's doing a good job. He's making him think about it, but I think he's going to end up playing with his brother at LSU. I mean, there are a couple linebackers that I think are kind of out there.
Vicksburg edge Jalen, like Jalen Smith would make some sense for me.
The one, yeah, one that I was looking at in terms of, you know,
Dolph McDonald,
will he or won't he visit?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to find him. David Parson, he's from Douglas County. Deuce Alexander's alma mater. He's been on a visit, and he's 6'2", 225. I think he's someone that you could add to this class, and he could be someone down the line in a couple years that plays a lot for you. He could be a name that you want to keep an eye on too.
A question from the chat as we wrap things up from Jeff Sessions at Jeff Sessions _, and I'm not saying the rest of it. Ben and Zach, you have one scholarship, and Robert Kimdichie, Walter Nolan, and Will Eccles all want to come to Ole Miss. Who do you pick? Easy for me. Easy. William Eccles. Or Walter Nolan. William Eccles is what Walter Nolan was as a junior. I think William Echols is more disruptive, was more disruptive as a sophomore. The thing about Rob was the perfect piece of recruiting Clay. But even Rob will admit, I think, at this point in his life, football was never the greatest priority for him. As far as being built in a football factory, there were a few better football players. From a pure talent standpoint, Rob. But we're not just taking in, I guess, into account pure talent standpoint. And I think that I would go with Walter Nolan or Will Echols in his purely recency bias here, because Walter Nolan was, in my opinion, the number 17th overall pick a couple years ago, was dominant as in 1 year only. But like, Will Echols is that, and he's been doing it, I think, for a little bit longer, and he could end up with almost an exact same, if not similar, at least, draft position as well as Walter Nolan. So I would go with Will Echols, because I don't want him to get undersold based off of, we love to romanticize who Ole Miss used to have. Remember what you got, too. Like, really appreciate what you got.
Yeah. I would like to think that if it's my scholarship that I'm handing out, that I could get a little bit more out of Rob.
Sure.
Than the staff did. I mean, you can look at it from a couple angles here. I think career longevity, I think Echols is the pick. I think he's going to play for a very long time. I think he might be the best one out of the three. I've had coaches tell me that too. The thing about Kim Dichie and Nolan, both were the number one overall player in the country. You can't really out recruit aura that. I mean, getting the number one player in the country has a lot of coattails, and it's normally pretty good. I think getting Robert Kim Dichie at the time in 2013 helped you get Laramie Tunsil. It helped you get Tony Connor. It helped you get Laquan Treadwell. It almost helped you get Vernon Hargraves III. And you had a legitimate shot at getting, you know, somebody like Chris Jones down the line because of, you know, the belief of, you know, hey, they got the number one player in the country and he plays the position I play. But I think, you know, recency bias or not, I think Echols, in terms of just ability, talent, and, you know, kind of the tread on the tire.
Give a shit.
You know, I know guys that played with Rob, and they said that gets a little overplayed. They said that he cared. It was just, you know, for his whole life, everything came so easy, and he could just dominate, you know, whenever he wanted to. He could just kind of flip it on and flip it off. Nolan was kind of –
he was a first-round draft pick still, like, and he was pretty much the same player as when he got to Ole Miss. Like, just completely lived off being a freak athlete. Like, he could have – I still can't get over Hugh putting him in there as a short yardage back against Memphis and getting him concussed. But, like, as far as pure athletes, but you didn't ask me who I'm picking as the best pure athlete. If it's my scholarship, give me William Echols.
Yeah.
Because I'm considering all that.
It's like football coaches and GMs and, you know, scouts, they all have that internet meme to them where it's like, you know, I can fix him.
Yeah, I can fix him. I can do it. Yeah.
I can get it. I can get the most out of him.
Yeah.
I mean, all three are dominant players, you know, when Kim Dichie was at Ole Miss. And look, we've talked about this a lot. It doesn't go in the stat sheet. It's not something that you can quantify, but what he did to help everybody else around him was something that you can't teach. You can't really replicate. That's hard to do. I mean, Alabama was sometimes triple teaming him.
That's true. Mean,
that's pretty insane, because this is like peak Nick Saban
Alabama. But Walter Nolan was getting that kind of attention as well.
Yeah.
And William Echols is getting that too. So
he's going to get it this fall. That's a good question, because there's three very different guys.
I could spend a whole podcast on that question. Well, and tell stories, including when Kentrell Lockett and I went by invitation to Atlanta for the art gala put on by Denzel and Robert Kim Dichie, who were fascinating people, and I still think the world of them. We all deal with our own crap, but I really like Denzel, I really like Rob, and I'll never forget, like, Rob was there. Denzel's been doing music. You know, he was releasing one of his first albums. He was rap. But Rob was there to do like slam poetry. And so he was like, there was this little, looked like a hockey puck in the middle of the room that just rotated. And whoever was like performing would stand up on his hockey puck like thing, and it would rotate. Rob gets up there and immediately just starts hammering on his dad, like hammering him. Well, Sunday was standing in the front row with me and 40. So then the Sunday turns and walks away. 40 goes, oh, well, there goes Sunday. He's sitting there just ripping into him. They were a different, they were an interesting, eclectic group of people. And I'm not saying that Rob didn't care. What I am saying, though, is like he had interests far beyond just playing football. It just so happened that football was his moneymaker. Let's close out with a couple of comments. At @SIP_90, what are y'all's thoughts on Caden Moss trending toward Ohio State? I think he's going to sign with Ole Miss.
Yeah, a little visit bump there. That's not to discredit Ohio State and where they are in the race. You know, I did see some people asking about Shea Hodge on the trip and wearing Ohio State stuff. He went with them to Kentucky, and he was wearing Kentucky stuff. Now, I don't know
if it's kind of what you do.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you're really believing that Shea Hodge, who I know, is playing shadow agent for Ohio State. You don't know Shea Hodge. You know what I mean? That's just not what but he's going to do his job the right way. That's an Ole Miss Rebel through and through, but best believe that Shea, he's looking out for the best interests of his player. He's not going to, like, he's not going to try to influence it in that way. So when he goes to Kentucky, support him on his trip to Kentucky. When he goes to Ohio State, support him on his trip to Ohio State. That's just who Shea is. So I still think at the end of all things, Caden Moss ends up at Ole Miss. I think Zach would probably agree with that as well. At @JohnCarter5535, I know this is a little random, but have either of you heard anything on Caleb Cunningham? Had a great start to the spring, got hurt again, set him back. It's a big, big summer and into fall camp for Caleb Cunningham specifically. Did some good things, was flashing. Honestly, really coming on those first couple of days of practice, and you thought, dang, this is the Caleb Cunningham you've been waiting to see. But again, his greatest ability right now needs to be his availability, and that's been a problem. But now it's time for him, and there's some real usable tools there. They like him a lot. Right now, though, if you made me handicap the top three wide receivers for Ole Miss, it's Deuce Alexander, Jonte Cook, and Horatio Fields. And then everybody else is jockeying for fourth position right now. And that could be any number of candidates. But Caleb was really, like, where Horatio Fields took off, and this is not, like, one or the other. Both of them are going to contribute and play. But, like, I think that Caleb had a foothold on the spot. Now Horatio has kind of leapfrogged him because of Caleb's inability to stay on the field. But I like Daryl Gill. He came on toward the end of spring. He's going to contribute something. I like Cam Miller can do some stuff in the slot.
Traylon Ray, I've heard his name a good bit. Yes. He's been jumping around. I think Cunningham, the best thing for him is all the guys in front of him are going to allow him to ease himself into it. He's not going to have to be a guy.
Yes.
Fight through, like, I'm only about 85%. They're going to take care of your body. And I think that he'll be fine. Same thing that Ben said. There were a lot of people that were like, yeah, like he's really flashing, and then he just kind of aggravated something again. So he'll be fine.
The breaks.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good players in front of him. So he'll be able to kind of ease his way into it. He's not going to be rushed back.
He's Zach Berry @Zach_Berry. I'm Ben Garrett @SpiritBen, both on the Twitter's X. This QR code right beside my stupid red hair is the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate on three. If you're a new member and scan this code and sign up today, you get half off an annual subscription. All you got to do is scan it. Come join us. We do this all day, every day. We talk for an hour, and we'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe me and Brad, maybe I don't know what it's going to be. But we'll be back every day this summer, going all the way to fall camp. Then we'll figure out the schedule. But the plan is 1 p.m. best we can every single day. Tomorrow, I'll be back at 1 p.m. So tune in for that. Look forward to seeing Ace of Spades back in the chat. Look forward to seeing Fred G. Reb 223 back in the chat. John Carter, Tommy Reb, all you guys, the Jeep Adventure, Sam Smith, y'all are always great about joining us for these live shows and asking questions. We love having y'all. We'd love to have each and every one of you at the Ole Miss Spirit join us today. He's Zach. I'm Ben. See you tomorrow. Bye, Zach. See you later.
See you, bud.